I'm George Walker. On Saturday, February 2nd, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic performs music by George Whitfield Chadwick, Edvard Grieg, and Johannes Brahms. Our guests are the conductor, David Bowden, and the pianist for the Grieg, Timothy Stevenson. David, what do you like about the Vagram Ballad?
Well, the Vagram Ballad is a work that features an instrument that is almost never featured in the orchestra, the bass clarinet. And he represents a kind of train-hopping hobo who, you know, go on the rails, and you can sort of think Charlie Chaplin in terms of the context is for that. And it's just delightful, and it's almost never performed. I'm really looking forward to having Keith Northover be the person who plays that in our orchestra.
The soloist for the evening is Timothy Stevenson, performing the Grieg Piano Concerto. And David and Timothy have a story about how they met.
Tim, you were outside with your now wife, Jarong, as she was doing an audition, and my wife, Donna, said, "Hey, do you play jazz charts?" And you said?
I said, "I happen to, yeah, exactly."
And so we ended up saying, well, let's do an audition, and this is the day, and this is the time we'd like to do the audition. And you said, "Does it need to be that day?"
Yeah, I had recently won the IU concerto competition, and I had my performance, I think, the next day.
The next day,
and
yeah.
So I just, you know, I emailed him, maybe we could do it a different day. It's a little soon, but.
But I wasn't in a position to say yes at that point. I said, no, we really need to do it. And I sent him some charts that he was going to have to prepare and do some sight reading, and he showed up.
Yep. I played my cadenza for you.
You played the cadenza.
You know, it was a good practice.
Yeah, the Beethoven. And, of course, I was very impressed. And so out of that grew this performance.
Yeah.
I understand that you also have a professional relationship with the orchestra.
Because he did so much last year helping us with the orchestra in certain situations where we had piano-based drums or whatever, right. I invited him to be the pianist this year officially, so you are the orchestral pianist.
That's right.
Do you like it?
I do like it. I do, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Timothy, what do you like about the Edvard Grieg flashy piece of music for the orchestra?
Well, the Grieg is really, it's an audience favorite, that's for sure. It's not just one of these flashy, showy pieces only. It really has a lot of depth, I think. And Grieg, of course, is a very nationalistic composer. It kind of is fitting for the weather we have right now, the whole Norwegian flair. On a more personal level, Grieg wrote this concerto when he was my age, 25. At that time, he was actually very insecure about his desire to be a musician or to continue as a composer. So then when his concerto exploded, I mean, it was almost immediately that it became extremely popular. And all over the world, people came to this tiny town where Grieg lived to study the piece with him. So it's very inspiring for me as a musician, especially in these times where there's all this talk about how music is, you know, the insecurities that musicians feel and how even Grieg had that, you know.
So. No kidding. What a wonderful connection. When you finish with that and the audience is totally satisfied already, then David leads the orchestra in one of the sunnier symphonies by Johannes Brahms.
Every time I hear it, I just can't believe how beautiful it is. The melodies are so gorgeous, and the way he shapes it. And it ends with the trombones just absolutely blaring at the end, and it's just such an ecstatic ending. I love it.
The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic's concert begins with that Vagram Ballad by one of David Bowden's favorite 19th century Americans, Chadwick, with the bass clarinet. Following the Edvard Grieg Concerto with Timothy Stevenson, it's on to Johannes Brahms' Sunny Second Symphony for a trombone finale. February 2nd, Urn Auditorium in Columbus. I'm George Walker.